Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about that now.
This is Emily, and you're listening to Anything Goes podcast with Uncle Greg and Aunt Alex.
Woo!
Aw, yeah. Benjamin and Emily, this song's for you. Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of Anything Goes podcast. I am one half your host, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and we are joined by...
by Alex.
What's going on? What's up?
Not much. That song is Ben and Emily's favorite Disney ride in all of Disney World.
Oh, yeah. Disney World, Disneyland.
And right now, if they're listening to this, they're screaming at the phone or whatever they're listening to it on, saying, what are you, crazy?
They do not like that ride.
Who does?
But Samantha does.
Oh, sorry, Sam. And your mom. Your mom,
yes,
actually loves it.
She does.
Favorite ride. It actually is her favorite ride.
Yeah.
It is cute. Like the little characters, the little dolls are cute.
Yeah.
But the song, it's like cute at first and you're like, oh my God, okay.
Until it breaks down and you get stuck in
there. Actually, there was a video of one of like the, you know, Disney people. They were on it and it broke down and she just sat there for like 20 minutes, just the song over and over.
Oh my goodness, I would have jumped out of the boat and swam.
Right. It's funny.
So about a year and a half ago, we interviewed our three nephews.
It was way longer than that.
Was it that long ago?
Before we had kids.
Really? Okay, so about 2.5 years ago, we interviewed our three nephews.
Maybe even more.
Wow.
Because I wasn't even pregnant yet.
Okay.
So probably about 3.5 years ago.
Okay, so about 3.5 years ago, we interviewed our nephews.
Yes.
And now we interviewed our other nephew and niece.
Yes.
So, Emily and Ben, we did an interview with them.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke all about life.
We did.
And the meaning of it.
That's right. The deepest questions.
Yes. And they gave us some insight on what an 8-year-old.
And a 12-year-old.
Yeah. Sees and views the world.
Yeah. And it's crazy. Some of their answers, I was like, oh my God, that's really good.
Right?
Like, I was actually like, oh wow, I thought it was going to be like a silly answer. But they were like,
it's funny.
I was like, whoa, that's, you're right. I didn't even think of that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they are our Disney buddies and our,
yes,
New York Mets baseball buddies.
Yes, they, yeah, are. Emily's so. my girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was my only niece.
Right.
Yeah, I got, you know, we have our two girls. We have a girl, you have a girl cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I have obviously cousins.
Right.
She's our only girl niece. She's my girl.
Yeah.
I text her more than I text, like, anybody else.
That's funny. And she's a solid softball player, too.
Oh, she will strike you out.
And she's starting her own bracelet business.
She is, which we will talk about.
Yeah, that gets spoken about in the interview. Yes. So we're going to save all that.
Yeah.
And then Benjamin, just silly.
Benjamin's Benjamin.
Yeah, he's Benjamin Franklin, he says. So he's silly. You'll hear him too.
Yes.
Yeah. So
they have some good jokes.
They do. They do. They give us their best jokes.
Yeah.
So good stuff in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And in almost 200 episodes that we've done now,
mm-hmm,
this is the first time ever that I did a double intro.
Yeah.
I did my intro twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so lucky
intro
you
so
guys.
Nice, you did it twice.
There you go. Lucky you guys.
Yes.
Because they're such big fans of my intro.
Yeah.
I had to do it live and in person for them.
Yes.
And they laughed the entire time.
They did. They giggled, like, yeah, trying to stay quiet.
Yeah, they sure did. So, yeah, but I had to make sure to do it once for you listeners and once for them live.
Yes.
And I could do it again for you if you want.
I'm good. I've heard
you
it.
Sure?
How many episodes do we have?
Almost 200 now.
200 plus more, I'm sure.
Yeah. So maybe we should get into it and let everyone hear.
Let's do it. There's a lot of giggling. And not just from them.
Right, from us too. No, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. I genuinely like enjoyed it. Like I didn't want to attend.
Yeah, they were good interviewees.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if they gave the same interview on a job interview, they would get hired on the spot.
That's right. I agree.
Because I would have hired them.
I agree.
I don't know what I would hire them for, but I would have hired them.
You know what's actually funny? While we were doing this interview, their parents, your brother and our sister-in-law, Sam, were upstairs. We were in our basement, and they were upstairs watching our kids while we were interviewing theirs.
Yeah, that's funny.
And I just hear chaos going on, and then I hear your brother go, "Come on, you want more ice cream?" I was like, "More ice cream?" I was totally fine with it. I thought it was just hysterical. And
that's funny.
Literally, it was like moments later or moments before, I forget, we were like, "Guys, you gotta have ice cream." Like, we were telling them that we're giving them ice cream. That's so funny. It was funny. Like, we were each giving kids ice cream.
And then we did. We gave them ice cream after the
interview. We did. And it got them to stay a little bit longer.
Yeah, which was cool.
Yeah.
Always good. All right. Well, let's get into the interview. Let's
do it. So, it really is.
Yeah. So we figured we'd do a fun interview episode today. I mean, all our episodes are fun, but...
Happy summer.
This one. Yeah. This is a nice summer good vibes interview. All right. Here it is. Check it out. Our interview on the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex with Emily and Ben.
Yep.
So, once again, I'm Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex, Aunt Alex on this episode.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, look at like that. I have another. I'm Alex plus something else.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, for this episode.
For this episode.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
All right, so hit us up. Let us know what you think about it.
Yes.
And if your views are similar to their views.
Yes. And let us know if their answers like blew your mind a little bit.
That's funny.
They did to me. It was crazy.
Yeah. So, all right. That's that. Enjoy it. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode.
Yes, we will.
So until then, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Check. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14, and we are joined by an almost teenager, 12, and someone, 8. Welcome to Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. I am one half of your host, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and we are joined by...
By Alex and...
Two special guests.
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
People.
All right, so he raised his hand. You guys can't see that because it's a podcast, but he did raise his hand. So, tell us who you are, Mr. Hand Raiser.
Benjamin.
And how old are you, Benjamin?
8.
8. And how old are you and who are you?
Emily and I'm 12.
Emily and you're 12. Yes. And who's your daddy and what does he do?
He's a principal.
All right,
okay,
so...
this is our niece and nephew.
Yeah, we are here interviewing our niece and nephew for our...
Greg's brother's children.
Yes.
Yes.
And we have a lot of... tough questions for you guys. So you ready to answer the tough questions?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. All right, we're going to start with really, really tough.
Okay.
Get you guys right into it. This is the most important question we have. So who wants to go first?
I'll go.
All right.
Emmy's up.
What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Cookies and cream.
Yes, me too.
How about you?
Cookies and cream too.
Yeah.
Cookies and cream too? Oh, you mean like also.
Also.
Got it. I understand. All right. Well, those are good answers.
Mm-hmm.
Chris likes cookies and cream also. That's his.
Yeah,
that's his favorite.
Chris likes any ice cream.
He just eats a lot.
Yeah.
He eats anything if it's ice cream.
So we're recording this, and last night we took you guys to your first ever concert.
Yeah. Story of the year.
Yeah, story of the year. What did you guys think of it?
It was fun.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite song by them guys? Story of the year.
I like a lot.
Yeah. So let me ask you, what did you think of the concert compared to what you thought it was going to be like?
I thought the crowd would be more like upbeat and stuff.
Yeah,
into it. I actually thought that too. I did.
Yeah.
I thought there would be like more songs.
Mm. More songs, yeah.
Yeah. It was a short.
True, yeah, it was a short. Yeah, they opened up for Yellow Card. Yes. So they had a shorter set.
Yeah.
But did you have fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. And that's cool. You can now say you've gone to a concert.
Yeah. And that's a good first concert.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. All right. Do you have any questions? I have a bunch for them.
Oh, no, go. I see your list. Go.
Yeah.
I'm just along for the ride right now.
Yeah. All right. Here's a good one. How old do you think a person is when they're old?
Like
So yeah, so what I get you're saying, like,
so if you look at someone, yeah, and you say, wow, they're old, how old do they have to be?
Well, it depends, like, their appearance. If I have, like, gray hair, then, like, 80 or, like, 90.
Okay, that's
all. But, like, if they have, like, kind of gray hair, then, like,
maybe 60.
Okay, so question.
Well, like, kind
of. What if, because there's some people who get gray hair at, like, 30. What? Would you consider them old just because they have gray hair?
No.
Yeah.
You would?
It's hard to, like, not.
Right.
I wouldn't.
So to you, it's not an age. If they have gray hair, they're old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what age would you say?
I would say, like, if they had gray hair and they would be old, I would say 80.
80. Okay. That's all right. Okay.
And now, do you know how old we are?
Oh.
How old would you say we are?
48.
Yes. No! Okay, I'm 48. How old do you say that, Ben?
No.
You're so like, you're not close, but
you're... Because you're younger than Dad.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's but like you're, 48.
But she's like...
Wait,
no.
You're like,
I think I know.
42.
Okay. Ben, how old would you say I am?
41.
All right. Making you younger.
And how about Alex? How old do you think Alex is?
I
didn't say anything.
34.
That's actually pretty close.
46?
Get out of my house.
So then you're 35.
Wait, how old am I? What? Am I going to be... Oh, no, yeah, okay, I know.
Okay.
Whoa, I'm like you now, Greg.
There you go.
It's getting to me.
Wait, so what were the answers?
Greg never reveals his... He always says he's like 18. But you were close, Em. He's 38.
Whoa. How old are you?
32. I will be 33 in December.
Mine was really close. I thought you were like 35.
Thanks. All right. I act older. Yeah. I'm a granny. Like, I'm old. Give me my gray hair.
So who's your favorite superheroes?
I got you.
Can you go first?
Captain America.
I mean, he's wearing...
I know, but the people can't see his shirt.
But I'm just going to say, for the people, he's wearing a Captain America shirt.
Yeah.
And how about you, Emily?
Don't you?
Do you have a favorite superhero?
I don't really, like, watch Marvel.
No. But,
like, the basics, like...
Okay.
Like, someone.
I don't know, the like, Hulk.
Mm, yeah, the classic.
Hulk the classic. Good, yeah.
Like, cool scenes.
Yeah, I like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know Spider-Man's real name?
Peter
Parker.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. What's your favorite part and least favorite part?
What do you mean?
Of school.
Oh. So start with favorite part.
Favorite part, seeing my new teacher and seeing my new friends.
Okay.
Friends that I already saw. And the bad part is, like, the opposite. Like, not being friends with anybody.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Emily? What's your favorite part of school and least favorite part?
Like, lunch.
Yeah.
And, like, when I have class with my friends. Because if I don't have any class, like, friends in my class, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of favorite and least favorite. Like, no friends, then, like...
Right.
It's boring.
Did they teach you good stuff in school?
Yeah.
Depends.
Segue.
Do you know the months of the year?
Yeah.
Do you know the months of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do you know them in order?
Yeah.
Can
you say them?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
There we go.
Smart girl.
Yeah.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Yeah,
quick
Ben.
Quick learner.
8 years old. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm eight.
What's the last good movie that you two saw?
What?
What's the last good movie that you saw?
Oh.
Yeah, we watched the Mario movie the other night. Well, no, we watched it in the movie theater with my other cousins, but then we watched it, like, again at home.
Nice. Mm. Oh, yeah, because it's on the app now. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. And what do you guys want to be when you grow up? Go ahead, he's raising his hand.
A principal.
Oh,
I like it.
Like a teacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. There you go.
It's funny, I wanted to be a teacher when I was, like, your age also. Mm.
What about you?
Would I want to be when I grow up?
Yeah.
What did you want to be?
I want to be Benjamin.
Yay!
I want to be Benjamin when I grow up.
Benjamin Franklin.
There you go.
There you go.
So speaking of mom and dad, what do you think of parents? Not your parents, just any parents.
In general.
They're good.
Yeah.
I guess you kind of need them.
It depends.
On?
It depends.
On what?
On how they act.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
How should they act?
Nice, kind, good.
It's very true.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's funny.
Like, all good.
Yeah, all good things.
And what do you think is the biggest difference of being a kid and being an adult?
Well,
you have to pay for more stuff.
And, like, yeah, money.
Decide on a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Kids, you just, like, chill.
Yeah.
So if you had a choice of being a kid and adult, which would you choose?
Kid.
Kid. Yeah. What about you, Benji?
Kid or adult?
Probably kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a question for you. Answer this quick. Favorite Disney ride?
Wait, in, like, every park?
Yeah. One ride. If you go on one ride right now.
Probably Rise of the Resistance, because it's long.
Okay.
And, like, has a lot of interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
In every single park.
Just one ride.
Any ride.
Probably Big Thunder Mountain.
Oh.
Okay. No.
Oh.
No, he's changing it.
I thought you were going to say something.
Rise of Resistance.
Right, okay. Yeah. I thought he was going to say Tower of Terror.
No. All right.
Yeah, that's like...
yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Disney show to see?
Like, in the park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, can it be fireworks?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the Magic Kingdom or Fantasmic.
Fantasmic's okay. My favorite.
Lion King.
Lion King.
Yeah.
I like Lion King. Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's not fireworks, it's Lion King.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
So it can't be fireworks?
It can.
I don't want it.
Okay. I don't want it.
And your favorite Disney snack to eat? Go ahead.
Dole Whip.
Dole Whip.
Yeah, Dole Whip.
Classic. You gotta go Dole Whip.
And, like, I'm Polynesian. It's
Love
it. Like, last time we had it.
All right. Benjamin, Emily, tell us your best joke.
Okay.
She's ready for this one.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Okay. How does Lady Gaga, I think, like her sushi?
How?
In disguise.
In disguise?
What?
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 He said, just guess.
Oh.
How does she like
her sushi?
Lady Gaga like her sushi?
The sushi way.
What's the Lady Gaga song?
That's what I'm trying to think of. I don't know that. I mean, I know them, but I don't know.
Raw. Like,
raw.
Oh, yeah, you told me that one.
That's funny.
Do you have a good joke, Ben?
Kinda.
Go ahead. Give it us. Let us hear it.
All right. I'm just going to do a simple one.
Go ahead.
Why did the pencil cross the road?
Why did the pencil cross the road? Why?
Go to Pennsylvania.
That's cute. I like that.
That's a good one. That's good. All right.
That is funny.
Hey, we asked for their best jokes.
They delivered.
They sure did.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I did. So favorite Disney character?
Donald.
Yeah.
Donald, yeah.
Oh, that's Alex's favorite. Who's your favorite character?
And that's my favorite character. We're perfect for each
that's
other.
That's so funny. All right. Think about this one, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I want an answer from each of you.
Nice.
What is the meaning of life?
What?
What is the meaning of life?
I don't know. That's such a deep question.
It is deep. That's what,
that's what we do here. See, it's the Anything Goes podcast.
I swear to God.
It's the Anything Goes podcast here. That's what we do.
Yeah.
What is the meaning of life?
Your family.
Okay. Well,
that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Like friends, family, cousins, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that.
And do you guys have any best memories with us?
Disney. Oh. We have like a picture when we were on Splash Mountain. Oh, no, Seven Door.
Yes, yes. And your mom's like screaming on it, right? Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. How about you, Ben?
Story of the Yule concert.
Yeah,
boy.
We make some good ones.
That's great.
Chasing around.
And we need some good ones.
All right. So do you have any questions for us?
Oh. Anything you want
to ask us?
Now I'm nervous.
Now's your chance.
Anything
goes.
Would you rather find a rat in the kitchen or have a cockroach in your bed?
Were you waiting on this? Were you ready for a question?
No, we were doing it in the car on the way here. And Mom, we don't ask us that.
a rat in the kitchen or a cockroach in bed? I know what his answer is going to be. But, that's tough.
Well, I would rather have a cockroach in bed. Because we already had mice in our house. And this way, if there's a cockroach in bed and I got hungry at night, I can just take it and eat it.
I think I'll go cockroach in bed, too. Because mice just, I can't.
I would rather do mice.
Yeah. You say that until you have mice in your house.
Yeah.
Well, Believe me. Is it Mickey Mouse? If it's Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. All right, so you guys know Madison and Haley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you like better?
No. You do not make people choose that. I would say, I'm answering this for everybody. I would say it depends on the moment.
Yeah.
Right.
When like last night in the car, Madison was so cute when she was like babbling.
She was like delirious.
She was funny. Like, yeah. When they play and they actually talk.
Yeah.
And then
Haley gives you the death stare.
Yeah.
But
then when she's happy,
she's happy fun. Haley. She's a minion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A booba.
All right. So would you rather fly or be invisible?
Fly. Yeah.
What about you?
Fly. We did this in the car.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we did. Okay. Yeah,
all right. Do you have any would you rathers for them before we wrap this up? Or any questions for them?
Probably that I can't think of right now, and I probably should have thought of this before we started, but...
I have one. Wait, do I?
Do you guys have any more questions?
Yeah,
I can't think of anything.
Favorite Mets player?
Ooh.
I thought you were going to ask us.
Playing now or of all time?
Do both.
Both, okay.
So,
well, mine's overall is probably going to be the same as you.
Yeah. So my favorite Met player of all time, it'll be a toss-up, but it's Jose Reyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Piazza would be second, but Jose Reyes, number one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right now, I'll say Lindor.
Yeah, I think Lindor is my favorite player right now. I like him.
Yeah, I like he's similar to Reyes, kind of.
Yeah.
No one is really, no one could be Reyes, but.
So Emily asked that question because she's a superstar softball player.
She is.
An all-star team, starting pitcher.
They won the championship last
year. Yeah. Weren't you the starting pitcher for your championship team?
Well, yeah, I picked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a would you rather.
Go ahead, Benji.
Go.
Would you rather not have a nose or not have a mouth?
Oh, so I can't smell or I can't eat? Yeah. Pretty much. Without a nose.
Well, you kind of have to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I would rather Alex not have a mouth so she doesn't have to talk so much.
Yeah. I think everyone would agree that Greg should.
So, Emily's an all-star softball player. Benjamin is an all-star dancer and singer.
Yes.
Would you like to sing for us?
No. Liar.
Yeah.
So, we need to talk about our niece over here turning 12 and deciding she's going to be a businesswoman.
Yes. So, would you like to tell us what your business is?
I make bracelets, and I sell them, and like I have a lot of beads and charms.
Mm-hmm. We will post some pictures of them. So if anybody wants any, they can message us and buy it. It's $5, and $1 of it goes to an animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so not only is she a businesswoman, but she donates to charity.
Yes, and animals.
Every purchase.
And animals.
Yeah. So hit us up on AGPodNY on Instagram and put your orders in, and we'll send it to Emily.
Yeah.
And we'll get you your bracelet.
Yes.
$5 a bracelet?
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. And $1 of every purchase goes to animals.
Yes.
So...
Yeah. They just throw it in an animal that they see on the street. Hey, bunny rabbit.
The fire's going to eat it.
Yeah, you're right.
Ben, if you had a business, what would it be?
Selling toys.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
What about you two?
Probably the same thing because our kids have so many toys that we need to get rid of.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I would want to actually, my dream is to be a baker.
Oh.
I love baking.
We should open a shop.
Let's do it. I'm with it.
You should.
Alex and Emmy. That actually has a ring to it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And Greg and Benji will eat it all.
And we'll
get
those
money.
And we'll the judges. We'll the judges.
Exactly.
Yeah. We do need judges when we bake. I love it. Mm-hmm. But maybe eventually.
We'll see.
Yeah. What about you, Greg?
I would like to open up a haunted house.
Yes, you would.
Yes, you would.
I would. And my main scary attraction would be Alex.
Yeah, I knew that would be. With the mask of your face.
She would scare all the customers away.
They'll drop their money. Either way,
Hey, as long as we get it. No, I'm just kidding. That's not even what it's about. But, go.
Is anybody you want to shout out there? Any friends? Or Ben, any girlfriends?
Ooh.
Anybody you want to say hi to out there?
Any family?
Mom and dad.
Yeah.
All right. But any friends? What friends do you have at home? What friends do you have in school?
What's your bestie?
Who's your best friend?
Richard from in my class.
Sure. Which one?
What do you
Ivan?
That's Joey. That's our other nephew. Joseph K. Right or something?
Who's your friend in school?
Pa always does it.
Yeah, Richard.
Richard?
Richard.
Richie.
Richie.
Uh-oh. No, he's our neighbor.
Really? Richie. Just like... Oh, that's good. He's right next door.
And what Richie. Softball team are you on, Emily? What was the last softball team you just played for?
Yeah.
What about the one before that?
The Yankees.
What about the one before that?
The Mets.
All right. Let's go Mets.
Yes.
And Ben, anything you want to say to your girlfriend?
No.
No? All right. What's the next concert you want to go to?
Whatever, like, with you guys, because it was kind of fun with the babies.
Yeah, cool.
We are the year.
Nice.
Yeah. Maybe next time we'll bring you into the concert.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you could see Pooh Bear.
How cool would it be? Picture. I don't know if they could... Well, actually, Story of the Year, he usually does Pooh Bear, so you could actually...
See it in live action.
And it's cool. It's cool, I gotta say.
Where was your Pooh Bear?
Because, like, when he wears the costume, everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Like,
yep.
Like, hey, I know that guy.
Yep.
Well, they acknowledge you.
Yes, yes,
you're
exactly.
You're not just like a regular person.
So.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's cool. All right, well, anything else?
What's your favorite? Wait.
What?
We asked this to the boys when we did it. What's your favorite, like, meal? Like, favorite food?
Like, meal, lunch, dinner.
Like just like your favorite food. If you could only have one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ice cream.
All right. Whatever. I actually think Chris said that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Ice cream or like Mexican food.
Oh, I'm with you on
like
that.
Like quesadilla.
Yeah, that's a good one.
With cheese, with chicken.
Just
chicken and cheese.
Chicken and cheese.
Like if I have to eat it every day, I would change it up.
Yeah.
But what if you can't?
Breakfast quesadilla, my lunch.
Oh my god, I would love
that. Put some pancakes in there.
With some chips and salsa on the side.
Yeah, exactly.
Some pancakes.
All right, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else before we end this?
I don't know. Nothing I can think of now.
Yeah.
All right.
We did everything.
Well, thank you all for coming on the Anything Goes podcast. Yeah. I think we owe you some ice cream.
Yes.
Yes,
please.
So it sounds like that's what we're going to do
now. We have to try to convince their parents to let them stay here.
Yeah. Sleep over again.
Yeah.
They slept over last night. Hopefully they can sleep over again.
No, let's just tie down here and you can bring the ice
cream. I don't know where they went. They climbed out the windows.
There you go.
They're already home. It's like,
Yeah,
we drive home.
Right.
Oh my god.
There you go. Final question. What did you say?
Oh my god, where's my Tesla? Not where's my kids?
Wait, you can tell me that.
Alright, well that's it. I was going to ask you about Tesla, but Benji beat it to me.
Yeah.
Beat me to it. Alright. Well, alright. Final question. Favorite TV show?
Netflix.
Like,
or Disney Plus. But, like, I watch everything on Disney Plus.
Netflix.
Like, if I'm bored, I just watch, like, shows that I've watched over.
Me too. That's all I do.
Because
I know that they're good.
Yeah.
If I put on a new show, I keep on just changing.
You don't know
wasting your time.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Emily, Benjamin. Thank you for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
It's been real. It's been
fun.
It's been real fun. All right, well, hit us up. Let us know what you think of this interview and if you guys liked it. And who's your favorite, Benjamin or Emily?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't answer that.
Yeah,
because
you know you're going to lose.
Oh. It's hysterical.
They don't know what we look like, so you cannot say that.
That's well, you right. know which one's a girl and which one's a boy.
That's true.
That's right. All right, well, that's it. We're going to have this episode up in, like, 2 Fridays from today, so we'll send it to you.
Yes.
And will you send it to your friends to listen to?
No.
Please,
honestly.
But send it to me.
Yes, definitely.
All right, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
If you like it, you can send it to your friends.
Yeah.
And you can send it to your teacher.
Okay. Have
your teacher listen to it. Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that's it. We're out of here.
Well done.
Well, thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are...
And I am Alex.
All right, anything else you wanted to say?
This is Emily, and you're listening to Anything Goes podcast with Uncle Greg and Aunt Alex.
Woo!
Yeah. So until next time, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye!
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.